This week on Code Switch,
para bailar la bamba.
La bamba. Why this Spanish language song with Afro-Mexican roots is an all-American anthem.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Vocalist Ruben Blades has a new album out, and it features him in a musical context that maybe we're not used to hearing him in. Check this out.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me.
Una Noche con Ruben Blades, featuring the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, under the direction of Wynton Marsalis, is the name of the album. It was conceived by Blades and Jazz at Lincoln Center bassist Carlos Enriquez. It's a fantastic mix of him singing jazz big band standards and songs from his own prodigious history of iconic compositions. And with us today to talk about the album is Ruben Blades and Carlos Enriquez. Guys, welcome to Alt Latino.
Gracias, Felix. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for having me and having Carlitos.
Thank you. Thank you, Felix. Thank you for having us. Appreciate that.
Okay, let's hear more of the song You Can't Take That Away From Me. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin, and it's from the 1937 film Shall We Dance, in which the song was sung by actor, singer, dancer Fred Astaire. But this is Ruben Blades singing it.
Oh, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Not even the IRS.
Thank you.
never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till free, the memory of old times. Oh, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Ruben Blades, Ruben Blades sings Gershwin, which is not all that unusual when you consider the history of the close relationship between Afro-Cuban music and jazz in New York, going all the way back to the 1940s and 50s. And we've talked about that often here on Alt Latino.
Well, the collaborations have existed for a long, long time. I mean, ever since Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie got together, the fact that Charlie Parker got together as well with Machito and Mario Bausan. You know, there's been so many instances where there's a connection between jazz and salsa. Even with Tito Puente, Tito Puente's band, Machito's band, you saw all of these guys who were staples of the jazz environment here in New York that working together. So on that side, shouldn't be so strange.
Sure.
From a personal point position, I mean, I learned songs from the swing era because my father one day showed up in the house with a record player. It had some albums, and some of the albums had the songs that I actually chose to sing with Wynton and the orchestra. And there were songs that I learned when I was a kid, and I always dreamt with being able to really play them, not just singing on top of records, but actually play them with a big band. And Carlos Enriquez helped me to make this dream come true.
Carlos, what was your role? I know that you've been a member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for a long time. What was your role in putting all this together?
Well, the role was to kind of put a concept together with the musicality part of Ruben Blades singing and utilizing the orchestra with Wynton. You know, we have an orchestra of 15 members who are, they're the best in my eyes, and could basically play anything. And the concept was to try to put something to bring all those traditions that Ruben just mentioned into the three evenings that we perform. So taking a bit of the swing, American swing, using some of the Afro-Cuban rhythms, using some of Ruben's tradition as a singer with his bands and putting it together with the jazz orchestra. So we basically just took what was out there, you know, so, and things that people forgot about, you know. Like Ruben said, I mean, this is, in a larger context, it's been around. Latinos, Afro-Americans, you know, this is, we've been together for so long, and this is a part of our culture. We're unified as one in this music. And it's like what Jelly Roll Morton said, man, you know, when you play jazz, you need that Spanish tinge to
right,
to equate that jazz portion. So, you know, that's kind of what I did. You know, I spent a lot of evenings with Ruben, you know, at the house, coming up with concepts, you know, tones. You know, he explained to me what he wanted to hear. You know, I kind of gave him my ideas. You know, and Wynton, the artistic director, basically just handed me the keys to the Cadillac and said, "Hey, look, you got this, brother. You know, I trust you. You know, and you know, it was great. You know, he's a great leader, mm-hmm. and for that reason, you know, I respect, you know, Wynton also for allowing us to do this. You know, on his grounds. You know, I really appreciate this because he also has a lot of devotion and respect and passion towards this music.
Okay, let's hear another track from the album. This is Cole Porter's Begin the Begin, made famous by clarinetist Artie Shaw in 1938, and also performed over the years by people like the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and Elvis.
again. Winkle. It brings back the sounds of music so tender. It brings back the nights of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. And I'm with you once more under the star. And down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. Clutches my heart, and here we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, ever, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that we wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain a ember. Just let it sleep like the dead desire. I only esa todavía me quedó. hardly know what heaven we're in. When they begin, the
okay, we're going to take a break to prove that great minds think alike. Check out what our friends at Latino USA are doing this week on their podcast.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, a portrait of Rubén Blades, one of the most prolific and influential Latin musicians of our time. That's this week on Latino USA. Find us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Rubén Blades is here with us as well, talking about his new album, Una Noche con Rubén Blades. Con Rubén Blades. Now, Rubén, you've mentioned that you've always been a fan of big band swing. Now, why didn't this kind of thing happen before? Was it a matter of like the salsa marketplace, the salsa fans not being willing or ready to accept you singing big band jazz?
The main difficulty was that I wanted to do big band swing. And for that, you need a certain amount of musicians. The bands that I was working with at the beginning with Ray Barreto, we had three trumpets and a flute. And with Willie Colon, we had three trombones. And then with Ceja Solar, we had vibes, no brass. And I just wanted to capture that sound, that kick-ass sound that big bands have. I mean, I hoped one day to do it, but I wasn't sure if that would ever happen. So this was a great opportunity, actually. And I still feel very honored. Because like Carlito said, I think this is arguably the best jazz ensemble that there is. And Winton and all the guys, Carlos and everyone in the band, are the top notch musicians. As far as audiences, let me tell you, we just come from Europe. I went with Roberto Delgado and the big Panamanian salsa big band.
Right.
And we included three numbers in English. We did Mac the Knife. We did the Bobby Darin version. We did Watch What Happens, the Buddy Rich, Tony Bennett version. And we did the Way You Look Tonight, the Sinatra version, which I think probably was with Riddle. And every audience that we played it for, we went to London, we went to Paris, we went to the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam, mm-hmm. and we did eight cities in Spain, all the way from San Feliu to San Sebastian, and everywhere we went, everyone loved them. So it wasn't so much about whether the audiences would accept or not the music. It was just a matter of having the opportunity to present them, which we did. And as the great orator Demosthenes once said, people would always appreciate that which is presented in a good way.
And along those lines, and you mentioned Mac the Knife, we're going to play another track from the record, but we also need to say that some of your stuff, some of the songs that are associated with you are also included on the album. And the one that we're going to play next is Pedro Navaja, but it's got a slightly different introduction to it, I guess you could say. Let's check it out.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites, with them teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though, where's old Mackie? So there's never, ever a trace of red. Por la esquina del viejo barrio lo vi pasar.
Cántala conmigo.
Con el tumbao que tienen los guapos al caminar.
So talk to us a little bit about why Mac the Knife shows up in Pedro Navaja.
Well, when I was about 12 years old, I heard Bobby Darin's version of Mac the Knife. And it was interesting because Bobby Darin at that point was merely considered a rock and roll singer and writer. He had done Splash, and he'd done stuff that was more rock-oriented. And I guess he was trying to find respectability by moving towards that area where Sinatra and Bennett and Mel Torme, and he wanted that kind of recognition. So he went with this adaptation of a song that was originated, Vagabond's Opera, which I believe was something from the 18th century. Then it was retaken by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt in the 30s and turned into the Three Penny Opera. And then out of there, he took this melody and created sort of an urban 1950s version of a guy that is doing nasty things in the city. When I heard it, and I was 12 years old, I loved the melody. Stayed with me. And then I realized, I can write something in these lines, but in Panama. Then when I came to New York and I saw the pimps and the pimp mobiles and the big hats and the up on 42nd Street, I thought, so I added other elements, that like the jacket, which you wouldn't wear a jacket in Latin America, and not in the Korea, not with the heat,
right?
With so much heat, you know. So I wrote this song, and I used the chord structure of the original, but I did not repeat the melody, and I never used any of the characters that were in the original. I created a new story, a new melody, but I kept the chord structure so that I could, if I chose to, as I did, could sing Mac the Knife on top of it without compromising my own version and my own melody and my own story. And that's why I did it, and when we were doing it with Winton and the guys, I did it because I wanted people to know what the background was, where the thing was coming from.
Well, the song has certainly become part of the Latin American songbook, popular throughout all of Latin America, so let's hear the rest of it.
Que carga encima pa' que la libre de todo mal. Y Pedro Navaja, puñal en mano, le fue pa' encima. El diente de oro iba alumbrando toda la avenida.
Hizo fácil.
Mientras reía el puñal un día sin compasión, cuando de pronto sonó un disparo como un cañón, y Pedro Navaja cayó en la acera mientras veía a la mujer que revólver en mano y de muerte herida. Ay, le decía, yo que pensaba, hoy no es mi día, estoy sala. Pero Pedro Navaja, tú estás peor. Cogió el revólver, el puñal, los pesos y se marchó. Y tropezando se fue cantando desafinado. El coro que aquí les traje y da el mensaje de mi canción. ¿Qué dijo mi Dios?
La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresa te da la vida. Ay, Dios. La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresa.
Hierro termina.
La vida te da sorpresas, sorpresas te da la vida.
Valiente pescador, palanzuelo que tiraste, en vez de una sardina, a un tiburón enganchaste.
La vida te da sorpresas, sorpresas te da la vida.
Luis Perico Ortiz. Dos personas fueron encontradas esta madrugada, los cuerpos sin vida.
Well, the performance took place at Jazz at Lincoln Center in 2014, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We did three shows. Three nights, yeah. This is one of
November,
those nights.
Yeah.
And it's a tribute to, obviously, to you and your music and the lasting power. And like we said, it combines some swing tunes, but it also combines some songs that you made famous or at least related to you and recognized by your fans as some of your finest work and some of your finest performances. And the first track on the album is truly one of my favorites. It's something you recorded with Ray Barreto, probably like maybe 74 or so, 75?
Yes. 74, 75. Banquete.
You were a member of his band, when you were...
Yeah.
Vocalist in the Ray Barreto Orchestra.
Yep.
This is a song called Bam Banquete by Calixto Vera Gomez. Borracha en coñac y en felicidad. Soy el ritmo del mundo elegante, del pobre suburbio y del boulevard. Vuelvo a Cuba que todo ha cambiado, lo sé. Con cadencias de mar y pasión. Pero sigo la rumba de siempre, prendida al recuerdo del viejo solar, donde escucho la voz del rumbero de ayer y el repique del viejo tambor. Y al calor del aguardiente, mi gente caliente se puso a corear.
The song still like jumps off the vinyl. The arrangement, your vocal, the lyric, it's so vibrant. It sounds like if it was written just yesterday.
That's the power of song. I mean, and especially of good songs. Some songs, you can actually improve on as time goes by, because you understand better what you're doing and what you're saying. And the chart that Carlitos did takes a song and projects it with the energy that the song demands. And this is one of those songs. I mean, Bambanquere, every single time we play that with Ray, people will go nuts.
The original was Gil Lopez's, and it was unbelievable. Right. It took me a month to figure out, what am I going to do with this song?
Really?
I didn't know what to do. Because, you know, Tito Puente recorded it, and then Barreto did it. And then now I have the opportunity to present this to the world, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Because Gil, you know, Gil's a great arranger, yep, man. And it's like, am I going to compete with this? So I took the time, and I sat down, and I figured, okay, this song has a lot of energy. Artie Webb is playing a great solo. I mean, the vamp is great. So I'm like, okay, this song demands power. So when I think of power in jazz, I think of John Coltrane. I think of McCoy Tyner, Elvin Jones. So, you know, there's a lot of force, voicing, you know, melodies that are like very, very powerful. So, you know, and this is one of my best ones in terms of arrangements, because I took something that I thought I could never make new, and I developed something really nice, and I'm really proud of this one.
You did an amazing job, man. Let's check it out.
Carlos, man, that was amazing.
And Winton takes a great solo on this one, too.
Woo. He jumps on it.
He jumps on this one. This is a good one.
Okay, that was the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra featuring Ruben Blades and the great Bambanquere, one of my favorite all-time Fania tunes of all time. Carlos, talk to us a little bit about who the percussionist that you added to the band for this night.
That evening, we had Bobby Allende and Mark Quiñones and Carlos Padron. And these guys are the best in this style of music. And they've known Ruben for quite a long time. You know, I was just talking to Ruben about them. Mark and Bobby are like, I don't know how you say, family members, you know, in Ruben's life. They know
they're him. Like twins.
Yeah, twins.
Bobby's conga, Mark is timbale. And Padron is... bongos.
But
they play all kinds of, but Bobby also plays drums and timbales.
Oh, yeah.
Mark
diverse.
Plays congas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah.
Mark was the drum percussionist for the Allman Brothers, and then now he's playing with the Doobie Brothers.
Man.
And Bobby Allende is doing so much here in New York City with his group Ocho y Mas, and Calito Padron also does a lot of work in New York with his own production. Yeah, they made the evening so comfortable for us, and you know, their knowledge of this music also brought a different energy level to the band, you know, and it made the band itself, you know, like fall, like lean on them, you know. But it makes it much easier when you have a group of guys that do this, you know, naturally. So
I think that that's one of the assets that you, in particular, Carlos, add to that orchestra, because you have your feet in both worlds. Mm-hmm. The way you just explained how the energy of Coltrane inspired your writing the arrangement for Bam Bam Quiere, you know, that's something that you can't duplicate. It's got to come from the heart, from the corazón, mm-hmm. from the alma, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the things that you bring to the band and makes that orchestra so outstanding, because it's the same with jazz. You're literate and completely up to speed in both idioms, man. It's just
thank you. No. I try hard. The more I do my research, the more I find out that this is not the first time it's been done. I mean, we go way back. You know, we can go history. You know,
sure.
1917, the Harlem Hellfighters with the Puerto Ricans and you know, James Reese Europe. We could talk about Juan Tizol and Duke's band, Rafael Scordero, tuba player who played in McKinney's Cotton Pickers. There are many stories of this. Chano Pozo, Afro Latin. Luis Russell, right?
Yeah, Luis Russell, who came from Bocas del Toro, Panama, and went straight to New Orleans, and ended up, you know, working with and being involved with Louis Armstrong and Kid Ory and all that period, and he was Panamanian.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a tradition of this, and you know, and this is, you know, I was talking to Ruben about this. Is, you know, we live in America, and America has that meaning. It's a meaning of so much. You know, it's not one thing. It's all of us together. It's a combination of cultures and different families and people. And this is why we get this type of music, you know. And it's a sound that's been with us for years. But, you know, throughout our history, you know, it kind of fades out, you know, because of, you know, whatever reasons. There could be commercial reasons, political reasons, whatever the reason is. But we have to bring it back, because this is what unites us to, you know, it brings us together.
Ruben Blades and Carlos Enriquez, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio, man. This was been...
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And once again, I want to thank Winton and Carlos and the band and the whole Lincoln Center organization for this opportunity, which I take as an honor. Thank you so much. This was a wonderful experience, and I'm very grateful to all of you for making it possible.
So for the final song, can I choose the final song?
You may choose it.
I want to use how you close out the album with the encore with Patria.
Mm.
Again, we want to remind you that the album drops this week, and you can also hear some of the songs that we played on our website at npr.org/altlatino. As always, reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Again, guys, thank you so much for dropping in. I'm Felix Contreras. You've been listening to Alt Latino. Thank you for listening.
Me sorprendió con su pregunta, con el alma en la garganta. Me dije así. Flor de patria, son tantas cosas bellas, como aquel viejo árbol de que nos habla aquel poema, como el cariño después de muerta abuela. Patria, son tantas.
para cosas bellas. Son las paredes de un barrio y su esperanza morena es lo que lleva en el alma todo aquel cuando se aleja. Son los mártires que gritan bandera, bandera, bandera. ¡Arcadio! No memorice lecciones de dictadura o encierro, que a la patria no la define el que suprime a su pueblo. Patria es un sentimiento en la mirada de un viejo. Sol de eterna primavera, risa de hermanita nueva. Te contesto, hermanito, patria. Son tantas cosas bellas. Llorarán.
Gracias, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ruben Blades. Ruben Blades.
Thank you all very much. Gracias, Winton. Thank you, band, and thank you all for coming. Thank you for making this such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you.